You've been listening to Inside the County Board, an exclusive partnership between News Talk 1130 WISN and the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors.
Welcome back to Inside the County Board. I'm Harold Mester, and I'm with Supervisor Nakia Harris. And good evening, Supervisor. Thanks for joining us.
Hi. I'm glad to be here.
We're sitting here in your office right now. This is a first for Inside the County Board. We are on location here in the County Board offices, and we're in your office for the 2nd District. And you were elected in a special election earlier this year. Can you tell me what that experience was like?
Yeah, I actually was not expecting at all to be running for any elected seat anytime soon. In fact, I had gone through various trainings, one in particular, the White House Project, that really just took me to the next phase of wanting to run for office. My initial thought to run for office came from when I did an internship in D.C. back in 2001. And I wanted to stay in D.C. and really just sort of get a feel of the political life and work on Capitol Hill as what I was already doing in the first place. So coming home to raise my younger siblings after we lost our mom was sort of a reality check and sort of put things on pause. And so once they got older, I was able to get back into the community, volunteer, and get back involved in what I initially loved to do, and that's serve my community. And that's when the trainings came about, the White House Project. And then I did the Dem Team training that sort of gave me what I feel like the nuts and bolts of running a campaign. Mm-hmm. And through that, the opportunity came up for the special election. So just a whirlwind experience. I mean, it was like 2.5 months. I had to, you know, declare my candidacy. I had to pull together a campaign team. I had to fundraise. And on top of that, find people that believed in me and supported me. So the experience in and of itself was invigorating. It was fun. I don't want to like minimize it, but you know, it was just wow.
You actually had, was it 10 opponents at one point?
There were 10 opponents. That is correct. In the primary, and so that was scary.
I'm sure, yeah.
Because although, you know, the experience in and of itself was just. Sort of like just thrown in my lap and say, here, you can do this and go for it. And I had people supporting me. The scariest part was knowing that there were 10 other candidates out there vying for the same position that I was vying for. And so I realized and learned early on to run my own campaign, which is really hard to do at first. But once I got the notion, run your own campaign and don't worry about anyone else, is when I started to sort of forget about all the other players and focus on what I knew I could do and what I can bring. And number one was getting the community to know who I was. Uh-huh. They didn't know half of us. You know, they only knew maybe one person, two at the max in that race, and that was my opponent in the general election, because they didn't know anything else about the rest of us because we were all sort of newbies, new on the scene,
right.
And no one had really heard of us for various reasons.
Okay, well, when were you sworn in? Was it May?
June 3rd.
Okay, you were elected in May and sworn in June.
Correct.
Okay. So you've only been on the board for a few months now. What has the process been so far? You've had to kind of get your arms around a lot of different county functions, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I actually felt like, you know, jumping right in, starting to have meetings with key department heads, doing tours, getting prepared and being ready for committee meetings have all been it's been a lot of work, because it's you have to meet so many people. You have to know who to connect with, and then just trying to figure out who those people are to even connect with. So it's been interesting. I've actually keeping my fingers, you know, on what's going on in my district as well. Has just trying to juggle all of those things has been interesting.
Yeah.
it's been a lot of work. I'm not going to say these last, I guess, almost 3 months now have been easy, because they haven't been. Jumping right in, coming right off of the campaign, ending my other job at the Urban Ecology Center, and then jumping right into being, you know, an elected official and trying to balance all of that has been kind of tricky. But I feel like after having raised three younger siblings, you know, I should be able to do most things. Come right in and you know, and jump right in with my feet, both feet flat on the ground, and see what's, you know, and take one thing at a time, one day at a time. So
as you get acclimated here at the county board, are there some things that, there are probably some things that are exactly what you thought they would be, but there may be some things that you thought, wow, this is a lot different than I expected whenever I first ran. I mean, you've been through a few committee cycles and a few board meetings now. Are there some things you thought, wow, this is a lot different than I thought it would be?
The first board meeting, the first full board meeting was, it was hard to even figure out what was going on because it goes so quickly.
Sure.
And you don't get prepped for a board meeting. You just go right in and you think that, oh, I've been to a couple committee meetings, I might be able to handle this, but you don't realize that you're actually voting on a slate of things prior, you know, and taking some things out because there might be some controversy for whatever reason by another supervisor. So you know for sure what you're going to be voting on there, how you're going to vote. But other things you're probably like, oh, having, you know, maybe not being prepped well enough prior to that meeting, or either just, it's just so much that it goes so quickly that you're just like, what the world is going on? So
well, that's where it's kind of nice to, the way that for our listeners at home is there are two supervisors at each desk.
Yes.
You have a seatmate. So I believe your seatmate is Supervisor Cesar's.
That right? is correct.
So he's probably a resource sometimes when you have questions and, you know, where are we? What's going on here? And so it's kind of nice to have someone there.
And it was. In fact, he did help me out a lot. At one point, I sort of paused on the board floor when it was my turn to vote because I'm like, what the heck is going on? I was so lost. And I looked over at Cesar's and he's, you know, explaining things to me. And I felt kind of the pressure of having to say something quickly because I felt like I was holding things up.
Right.
So, but I was also glad to be able to have that moment to sort of think about what the heck I'm doing and be able to make and cast a vote that I felt was, you know, that was going to be what I felt like I needed, how I needed to vote.
Sure.
And that was going to represent, you know, my community best. I mean, that's what I think they hired me for, is to make sound judgments and be able to think about things clearly and not just make a quick decision. So.
Well, and, you know, talking about your relations with your constituents, you've already had a number of communications with them so far. You have a newsletter out, and you have some town hall meetings, too.
Yes.
Right? Do you,
yes.
You want to mention those for folks who may want to attend?
Yes. The first town hall meeting is going to be September 15th. It's going to be held at Silver Spring Neighborhood Center, and starts at 6 o'clock. We will be, we're still trying to figure out what the agenda is going to be. I really want to talk about county board, the budget, where we are up to date, and then looking at 2011, just to get the community's input on how I need to best represent my district when the budget season actually comes, which is actually upon us right now.
Right.
So, so you know, it's going to be a good opportunity for me to connect with my community, hear their thoughts, get their feedback, and be able to bring that information back to the board and vote accordingly. That's going to help my district as well as the county as a whole. So it's quite exciting.
Sure.
Might even touch on a little bit of the flooding. I've already been in meetings regarding the flood situation that's happened in our district, in my district,
mm-hmm.
And it's a devastating situation. So I really would like to devote some time to that on September 15th,
right.
And just looking at other solutions, and hopefully there will be some money that can help individuals in our community.
Right. Looking at the bigger picture within Milwaukee County over the next couple years here in the current term, what are some of your priorities that you want to get addressed in your role as a supervisor?
Well, I'm already starting to look at that right now. Particularly transportation is an issue that I hold near and dear to my heart because I depended on public transportation most of my life until I started raising my siblings, is when I started to drive more because I realized that there are more places we needed to go, and time in life was just more time consuming because of having three siblings and,
sure.
and being a single parent. But I relied on public transportation to get me to school, when I was in high school, to get me to through college. In fact, at one point in grad school, I needed to rely on a bus again, public transportation again, uh-huh. because my car broke down, and I couldn't afford to get a new car. So for the first semester of my first year of grad school, I actually had to take the city bus.
You know, and it's a lot of people find themselves mm-hmm. in that situation from time to time, and that's why it's an important service
for folks.
You know, a number of people don't have driver's licenses, or they may, but they don't have a car. And, it's really, when you look at our transit system and how it goes through every neighborhood, and you can connect and get to just about anywhere in the county, mm-hmm. it really is an important piece of our infrastructure.
It is, and I totally agree with that. That's what I'm championing. Health and Human Services is a big uh-huh. issue of mine. I'm still learning everything that we do there, but one in particular issue is looking at respite care for in-home care for families who take care of their family members who are dealing with health issues that are basically keeping them from being mobile or being able to go out into society to live a life that, you know, we live every day getting out. So to be able to support those families and find resources that are going to provide dollars to help get some in-home care, I want to look into that. I realize that's an issue for some of my neighbors, and so I want to look into that. So.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, we have just a couple minutes left here. Is there anything else that you want to add?
Well, I'm really excited for this opportunity to serve my community. Like I said, I thought it would be in my 40s that I would be serving, which I'm only 5 years away, so it's not like, you know, that's a long stretch. However, I didn't realize the opportunity would come up so quickly either, so I'm really excited to be to serve my community. And just having had the experiences that have led me to this day has given me a wealth of knowledge. Raising my siblings, I think, has built me up to be stronger and to have the tenacity to stay into something and not just run away so quickly, but to face my fears, to face those things that are complicated and that are challenging, and face them head on and realize that regardless of, you know, what may come, I'm strong enough to handle it. And so so I'm ready to fight for my community.
Well, I want to welcome you to the board once again. And we're looking forward to a lot of interesting debate mm-hmm. With issues that you participate in. And certainly if folks listening want to get in touch with Supervisor Harris, her website is county.milwaukee.gov/Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S. And they can get your phone number and email address if they want to send you a message, mm-hmm. Anything we talked about in tonight's show. So we want to thank you for being on the program.
Thank you.
Supervisor Nakia Harris. We'll wrap up tonight's show and give you a preview of next month's show when Inside the County Board continues on News Talk 1130 WISN.